This recording, New Zealand 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was very much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an insanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was a strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped it off with a cloth and laid her right side on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Russell. I'm of Ngāpuhi descent. It's my tribal side. Ngāti Manu is my iwi. My mother's from up north here. My father was from down Whanganui, which is Te Wharetoa. But I was born up in Russell, basically brought up. Went to school in the Bay Islands here.
What's the fishing like here?
Yeah, the fishing's excellent. We have Terry Tinboat. He's an excellent fisherman and he catches all the snapper around here. Although we go out and set the nets and we catch snapper too. We do fishing, diving, getting mussels, you name it, you know, there's a lot of things to do around the bay, a lot of fishing, a lot of diving.
What are some of the unusual phrases that you might, a New Zealander might say, like, you say chicken, you say?
Chicken, chook? Yeah, chook. Well, yeah, we call chickens chooks. we have unusual things, I suppose. I'm not sure what else.
What are you something
coffee? Glasses?
No, sunnies, right?
Sunnies. Sunnies, yeah, I suppose. Shades, yeah. Sunnies, yeah. I can't think of anything else.